It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
It's a lovely morning for quiet reflection. And I had, earlier in the week, I had a friend share a quote that she loved, which is, to truly listen is to risk being changed forever. Sakaich Henderson said that.
Okay.
To truly listen is to risk being changed forever. And I thought about that, and I actually had several experiences this week with that. To really think about, what does it take to really listen? Mm-hmm. Not just like put in the time, that space of silence before you get to talk again, but really be present with the other person. And it does require an intention to do it, mm-hmm. as well as attention to mm-hmm. do it. One of the things I read is the average person speaks at 120 to 150 words per minute. And I'm from the East Coast, so I can beat that number. I can talk way faster than that, because that's what we did on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But you can listen and comprehend up to 600 words per minute. So there's a factor of 4 to 5 in difference. I mean, if you can speak at 125 words a minute and I can listen to 600 words a minute, mm-hmm. think of all that capacity work on my grocery list while I look like I'm listening to you. And so it does require that intention, right? To keep quieting my mind and tuning back in. It's almost like a muscle in a way, because it's so easy, because there's just so much capacity left in there. So I was thinking about the things that get in the way of my listening, but more importantly, I was thinking about how listening has changed me just even this week. And one of the things, of course, gets in the way is self-talk, reaction to, what do you think, notice for yourself, what keeps you from fully being present with another person?
Well, if it's a discussion that's sort of deep, you know, or mm-hmm. like critical, I am thinking in terms of what I'm going to have to come back with, right?
Yes, so
it's
exactly.
my response that I'm planning for. So yeah, I'll hear the first part and then I'll go over here and I'll be like putting together my response.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, I just missed the last 6 words. What did she say? Oh, and then I bring myself back and I think, forget about what I'm going to say. Let's just take this in. But it is a conscious thing. You don't do that. I don't do that intense listening naturally. My mind is always flitting off here and there.
Yeah, and that is natural to have your mind flitting off. It's called the monkey mind in Buddhism. I mean, it's that kind of your mind just chatters and you're reacting and you're noticing what necklace they've got on or,
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah, something shiny goes by. Oh, what was that? And the way Stephen Covey in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People talked about it. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. That's exactly what, and I did that. I mean, I would work on my rebuttal statement and listen for ammunition.
Yeah.
How can I use that against them to show them the error of their ways, right?
Yes, and the wisdom of mine.
So in terms of this week, I had a couple experiences. One where I was listening to some other women talk about their life story and was really working at being present with them. And what I noticed was their bravery, and they talked about things that they did that I didn't have the courage to do. It made me more aware of myself. It made me more inspired. It made me more connected to them. And these are people that are, very, very different from me. Mm-hmm. But that listening and really honoring the choices that they had made, or even listening and noticing how open they were. And I noticed, gosh, I was a little more guarded when I did my check-in.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspired me to be a little bit more open-hearted, a little bit braver in that way. So just, and often if I listen to someone who's got a really different point of view, if I can be present enough to ask the story about how they came to that point of view, because I can, if they have a conclusion that X is wrong and Y is the way we should go, if I could just say, well, help me understand how you came to that,
right?
I can hear more, because honestly, it's very reasonable to get that I don't hold the truth. There's a lot of different ways to interpret how we should be moving forward. So that humbleness is an essential element to that. So listening to those women who were so different really helped. And there's a Chinese symbol for listening. This is the ancient, they do letters that are actually symbolic, right, or characters.
Right.
And their ancient way that they wrote about listening was to listen is composed of the ear, the heart, and with full presence.
Oh, my.
Think of the difference that would bring if we brought that in. My friend Joe, who has worked with Chinese calligraphy, said it also, this ancient symbol also has symbol for royalty. So you're listening with deep respect, as if they are deeply wise. And I thought, yeah, what would that be like if we really spent that time to attend to each other in that way? And then here's the irony, is the better I listen and attune to you and really try to understand you, I'll actually be more persuasive. I'll actually be more influential. Lao Tzu said, silence is a great source of strength. We often, in our culture, think it's the pretty words that make you strong. The level of advocacy that you can assert, it's helpful to be able to speak your truth strongly and with clarity. And all the research on influence says, if I can really listen and understand you and know what matters to you, I can certainly possibly be more influential with you. But the second way of listening this week that just blew my mind was I was listening to myself. You know how sometimes, you know, you're going along the day, everything feels just fine. All of a sudden, you have this kind of wash of shame, wash of ick, you know, come through
your
body.
Where does that come from?
Yeah. And a lot of times I just kind of plow through it and get on to the next thing. But this time I stopped and asked myself, what was going on? Why did I all of a sudden feel so icky? And I was facilitating a workshop and it was supposed to end at 8:30 and I lost track of time. And it was 8:35 and someone said something about ending on time. I said, oh, we got plenty of time. And she goes, and then she reminded me. And then, oh my gosh, I went over time. And I was feeling, I didn't even know why I was, but I had screwed up. And I was, and my body felt it. And then when I tuned in and listened, what message I was giving myself was, see, you're incompetent. You screwed up. I was like, I was 5 minutes over time. You know, look at that clear eyed. It's like, you can apologize for that. But how often do we have these stories we're telling ourselves that are going on inaudibly?
Subliminally.
Yeah. And that, but they affect how we feel. And and other times I would have plowed through or maybe tried to make amends somehow, as opposed to just owning it and apologizing, saying, you know,
oops.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It was a non-issue. And that's such a silly example, but it happens all the time where we have something going on and our body feels it before we even hear the whisper of that judge, harsh critic voice. Yeah. And once I heard it, I can say, I think I'll just apologize and just let this one go. And the ishy feeling went away. Good. So listening to yourself, your heart, your head, your gut, all of those have so much to tell you about what sense you're making of something. And maybe it's not a sense that's serving you.
Yeah.
So it's worth taking that time to listen. So to truly listen is to risk being changed forever. That's both to others and to ourselves.
All right. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.
All right.